This is BBC Radio 4. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday the 20th of July. There are warnings of gales in Biscay, Fitzroy and Sole. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Shannon 996, expected Fastnet 993 by 1800 Sunday. Low Thames 1002, expected Hebrides 999 by same time. High southeast Biscay 1013, moving slowly east, dissipating. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira, south at Cira. Easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in Viking and south at Cira. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. East or southeast 3 to 5, thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames, south or southeast 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, south or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in White, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth, south becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, thundery rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Biscay, variable 4 at first in far southeast, otherwise southwesterly, veering westerly, 6 to gale 8, thundery rain then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar, northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in far southeast, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, westerly, veering northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in north, decreasing 4 later in southwest, squally showers, good. Sole, westerly, veering northwesterly 6 to gale 8, but 4 or 5 for a time in east, squally showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, cyclonic 5 to 7, thundery rain then showers, moderate or poor, becoming good. Irish Sea, easterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in south, becoming variable 2 to 4. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, north backing northwest 5 to 7, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, north backing northwest 4 to 6, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, cyclonic 3 to 5, showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Bailey, north 3 to 5, fog patches, showers later, good, becoming moderate, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, east or southeast 4 or 5, occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor. Southeast Iceland, variable 2 to 4, rain or showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Now we have the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, northeast 2, 9 miles, 1002, falling slowly. Stornoway, northeast by east 3, recent rain, 22 miles, 1004, falling more slowly. Lerwick, east 3, 9 miles, 1010, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, east-southeast 3, slight drizzle, 2 miles, 1006, falling slowly. Aberdeen, southeast 3, slight rain, 700 metres, 1005, falling slowly. Lookers, east-southeast 3, rain, 1400 metres, 1004, falling slowly. Boomer, east-southeast 2, slight rain, 200 metres, 1003, falling slowly. Bridlington, east by south 1, 1002, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 4, 11 miles, 1005. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, south-southeast 3, 5 miles, 1005. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, southeast by east 3, 1003, falling slowly. Jersey, southeast by south 4, slight rain, 4 miles, 1002, falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southeast 6, 5 miles, 1000. Scilly Automatic, southeast 4, mist, 2 miles, 994, falling. Milford Haven, southeast by east 5, rain, 1.5 miles, 998, falling. Aberporth, southeast by east 2, recent rain, 32 miles, 999, falling. Valley, east-northeast 3, 8 miles, 1,000, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, east-southeast 2, 14 miles, 1,001, falling slowly. Valentia, west-southwest 3, slight rain, 6 miles, 994, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, northeast 2, 19 miles, 1,001, falling slowly. Malin Head, east by south 1, 27 miles, 1,001, falling more slowly. And Machrihanish Automatic, southeast by east 2, 30 miles, 1,002, falling slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Saturday the 19th of July. The general situation. Unsettled weather affects the United Kingdom this weekend, with showers or rain occasionally thundery. Fog patches and strong winds will also be a hazard in some areas. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. East 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, veering southeast 3 to 5. Thundery rain or showers, fog patches. Moderate or poor, occasionally very poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. East or southeast, backing northeast for a time, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Thundery rain or showers, fog patches. Moderate or poor, occasionally very poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Cyclonic, becoming southeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Thundery showers, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 3 to 5 for a time. Thundery showers, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, backing southeasterly 3 to 5 for a time. Thundery rain or showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first near Selsey Bill. Thundery showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southeast veering south or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first near Lyme Bay, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southerly or southeasterly for a time in east, otherwise cyclonic 5 to 7. Thundery rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East, veering south, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, then backing northeast 3 to 5 later. Thundery rain, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first near St David's Head, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Thundery rain, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or northeast, becoming variable later, 2 to 4. Thundery rain, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. East or northeast, 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Northeast becoming variable 2 to 4. Thundery showers for a time, fog patches later. Good becoming moderate or poor, occasionally very poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 2 to 4. Thundery showers for a time, fog patches later. Good becoming moderate or poor, occasionally very poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 2 to 4. Mainly fair, fog patches later. Good, becoming moderate or poor, occasionally very poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. north or northeast, becoming cyclonic, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 near Cape Wrath. Fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And Shetland Isles, easterly or southeasterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in south. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. That's the end of the Shipping Bulletin and our day of broadcasting on BBC Radio 4. About to start on Radio 4 Extra, Joe Dunlop's play about how Bob Geldof put together Live Aid, first broadcast in July 1995 to mark Live Aid's 10th anniversary. And here we are now, 40 years on. That's up next on Radio 4 Extra. Here on Radio 4, Tom Sanders will be here later in the morning to open up for the new day. And in the meantime, as always, it is to the BBC World Service we turn in a moment to keep us going through the night until that point. Thanks for your company. This is Ron Brown at Broadcasting House in London. From me, Alan Smith on the news tonight, and everyone on the team, do have a peaceful night. Good night.
Welcome to The Inquiry from the BBC World Service with me, Tanya Beckett. Artificial intelligence is creeping steadily into our lives, but what's it doing to our minds?
Critical thinking is when you don't have anything in memory that helps you solve a problem that you're confronting at that moment.
The digital world is changing how we study.
So how teachers have been teaching in the past, for the past so many years, that has to change because it has to adjust to how AI is coming into the picture, how people are using AI.
Do we need to change the way we tackle new tasks?
If you're thinking about how you might recall something or understand something, critical thinking is going to shift with the use of Gen AI from gathering information.
This week on The Inquiry, is AI eroding our critical thinking? Join me, Tanya Beckett, after the news.
Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Syria's government says it has halted sectarian clashes in the southern city of Sweida by deploying troops to enforce a fragile ceasefire. A week of violence between members of the Bedouin and Druze communities has reportedly left more than 900 people dead. Earlier, John Donison sent this report from Damascus.
This morning, in and around Zawada, it didn't feel much like a ceasefire. Bedouin tribesmen in running gun battles with fighters from the minority Druze community, which have left hundreds of people dead. The Syrian army has now set up checkpoints around Zawada to try to restore calm. It came after President Ahmed al-Sharaa announced the new ceasefire. He's previously been accused, though, of siding with the Bedouin tribes.
Officials and medics in Gaza say Israeli gunfire and airstrikes have killed at least 86 Palestinians on Saturday. They include 36 reported to have been shot while on their way to an aid site. Israel said it fired warning shots at what it called suspects, but a man in the group that was hit said there were no warnings before tanks started firing. At least 34 people have been killed after a tourist boat capsized off the coast of Vietnam during bad weather. Saturday's incident took place in Ha Long Bay, a popular tourist destination in the north. Dang Thuy Linh is among 11 survivors, but fears for her missing family.
My husband, my children and my friends and their family are still missing. I hope they're all rescued soon. Don't leave anyone in the boat. The air is running thin and time is running out.
Ella Bicknell has the latest.
because of the torrential rain, because of the bad weather. It's a real struggle for the search and rescue operation, who are dealing with some very bad conditions. It's believed